This morning on the Lord's Day.
今天早上很高兴跟大家在一起。
Please pray with me.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless the word that we just read.
亲爱的天父，我们求你来祝福你给我们的话语。
Open up our hearts and our minds to hear your word spoken directly to our hearts.
直接跟我们说话，让我们的心灵敞开，能听见你所给我们所说的话。
I pray this in the precious name of Jesus.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名， Amen.
So we just read this text from Matthew 13 on the kingdom, and
我们刚刚读过了马太福音十三章关于神国的事情。
I want to open up some things to show us what this word should mean in our lives today.
这一段经文告诉我们的生活，这个国度里面的生活，今天的生活到底应该像什么样子？
The world continues to be amazed by the events in the Middle East.
我们这个现在这个世界总是一直在被中东的这些事情来搅扰。
We see news of wars and pictures and videos of atrocities almost as soon as they happen.
我们那些中东的那些苦难的灾难的事情一发生，我们在电视上、新闻上就可以看到。
It's shocking, and it should be.
那些事情不应该发生，也是非常让人震惊的那些事情。
To see this news of what seems to be the rise of radical Islam.
我们看到那个 ISIS 这个国家在中东兴起。
And their efforts to impose their will, their ideology over our world.
他们想把他们的自己的想法强加给整个世界。
We see men being burned alive and Christians beheaded for their faith in their Lord Jesus.
我们看到在那边的基督徒因为他们的信仰，他们被这些 ISIS 砍头。
Like this parable in Matthew 13, our world is full of weeds.
就像在这节经文里面所比喻所说的，这个世界里面真的有很多的这种杂草。
We see the problem of sex slavery all over the world.
我们也是看到在世界上到处有这些性奴的事情。
We see volunteers and leaders in orphanages that give into their sin and try to make money instead of protecting children.
而那些孤儿院的那些管孤儿院的那些人，并不是想着去照顾好那些孤儿，而且想用他们来挣钱。
After floods and earthquakes, Christians are often called out to go and help in these communities.
在地震或者是洪水以后，我们基督徒被呼召出来，来服侍我们周围的人。
Yet thieves pick up those belongings and steal things from these people that have lost everything.
而那些小偷强盗就趁火打劫去偷和抢那些在灾难中间的人们。
Among the heroes that are trying to help, there are vultures just waiting to pounce on the weak and the helpless.
就在那些愿意帮助人的英雄当中，还有那些豺狼想抢夺人们的财产。
Weeds among the wheat.
在禾场里面的杂草。
When I have free time, I like to garden at our house and grow some fruits and vegetables.
当我有空闲的时候，我经常喜欢在家里面做一些种一些蔬菜和水果。
But because I really don't often have enough time, more often than not, my garden gets full of weeds.
因为我没有太多的时间，所以我的这个蔬菜园经常会有很多的杂草。
But this passage isn't really talking about our gardens. It's talking about God's garden and His creation of His kingdom on earth and His kingdom to come.
而这个经文不再是讨论我们自己的菜园，而是讨论神国的菜园和神的国度。
So I want to open up three key points as you see on the screen that this passage of scripture talks about.
我想总结三点，大家可以看在这个屏幕上看到。
And the first one is that we wait on God in the presence of weeds.
第一点就是说，我们让我们跟这些杂草们一起等待神的再来，基督的再来。
As we read Matthew 13:28 tells us what the master told his servants.
我们在马太福音23:28我们看到这个主人怎么告诉他这些仆人的。
He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servant said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them?
他告诉仆人这些是坏人，撒了这些杂草的种子啊。仆人就问他，你想让我们去把这个杂草掳出来吗？
Jesus tells us that the servants didn't understand how these weeds sprang up, and they didn't know what to do about it.
耶稣告诉我们，这些仆人并不知道这些杂草是怎么出来的，也不知道怎么弄这些杂草。
The servants seemed to be surprised by these weeds.
这些仆人们好像对这些杂草在土里长出来觉得很吃惊。
Isn't that often our response when we're surprised by a problem?
当我们看到我们周围的有各种各样问题的时候，我们是不是也像这些仆人一样吃惊呢？
Sometimes we just want to take action quickly.
有时候我们就想马上行动。
It would be like us saying, let us just wipe out all the evil in the world, then we can all just get along.
就像我们经常所说的，我们就把世上的所有的恶人都铲除，我们自己就得太平了。
On the surface, I kind of like that idea.
开始的时候我觉得，哎，这是个不错的主意。
Wouldn't it be great if we could just rid the world of all evils?
我们能够把这个世界上所有的罪恶都铲除了，该多好。
But where is the line between sinners that are truly evil and just plain people that are suffering from evil in their lives or from sin in their lives?
但是如何来区别那些要被铲除的那些恶人和一般的平常人因为自己的罪而受到这些灾难呢？
I'm talking about people like you and I. We're not that bad, right?
就像你我一样，我们并不是很坏的人。
Certainly there are some weeds in the world who truly deserve to be pulled up by the roots.
当然在这个世界上确实有那种杂草是一定要把它们铲除的。
ISIS or ISIL certainly seem to fit that category.
ISIS 当然是他们。
They have no tolerance for anyone that has views unlike theirs.
他们对那些不同意见的人是一点点容忍都没有。
So that's pretty easy to choose that. They have no desire to negotiate.
很明显他们根本就没有谈判的意愿。
So the governments of the world need to go after these terrorists and snuff them out.
所以世界上的政府应该去把这些恐怖分子来铲除。
We would never allow someone like that in our churches, would we?
在我们教会是不会容忍有这样的人存在的，不是吗？
But where do we draw the line?
但是我们中间的界限在什么地方？
Why don't we just get rid of all the hypocrites in the church while we're at it?
为什么不把我们教会里面的那些假冒伪善的人都铲除呢？
But Jesus says no.
但是耶稣说不。
In Matthew 13:29, he says this.
在马太福音十三章二十九节说。
No, he answered, because while you're pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them.
他主人说不必这样掳麦子，恐怕连麦子也拔出来了。
Let's look briefly at the context of this parable.
我们看仔细看一下这个内容。
The Greek word zizania that is here translated as weeds is referring to a special kind of weed known as bearded darnel.
这个希腊文关于这个稗子或者是杂草的这个代表的是一种特别的杂草。
This weed looks very much like wheat when it's growing.
这个杂草长起来非常像麦子。
In fact, it's very hard to tell it from real wheat until it starts to bear grain.
当它们直到他们能接出这个麦粒的时候，你才能把麦子跟稗子分开来。
Look again at verse 26.
我们看一下二十六节。
Says when the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared.
他说到了长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。
Until the plants are mature, it really remains hard to tell them apart.
直到它们长熟之前，我们很难区别它们。
And additionally, the seeds of this darnel are actually narcotic.
这个稗子的这个种子其实是有毒的。
So if they're ground up with wheat in large quantities, they can actually cause death.
如果它们长得很多的话，它们可以导致，如果你吃很多的话，它们会把人给弄死。
At the least, they'll cause hallucinations and vomiting if they're ingested.
如果你吃了那些稗子的种子的话，你会会产生幻觉、恶心、呕吐。
So the people that Jesus was explaining this parable to would have understood the nature of these weeds and the danger that they caused.
像那些农民们，耶稣基督给他们讲这个比喻的那些农民们，他们清楚这个稗子这个种子的危害。
This false wheat would have been competing with the true wheat.
而这个假的麦子会跟真的麦子一起来抢营养。
They would be competing for moisture, for soil nutrition, for sunlight, for everything.
他们跟真的麦子一道来抢阳光、抢雨水、抢土地里面的营养。
So they would have understood that whoever scattered these weed seeds was a true enemy meant to inflict harm on the landowner and at least economic hurt against him.
他们也就明白这些偷偷撒败子种子在地里的是真的坏人。
Jesus tells us that we have weeds right here inside the church.
耶稣基督告诉我们，我们就在这个我们这个教会里面也有败子。
We have weeds that those who work against kingdom purposes.
而那些败子是完全来抵挡神的国度。
And we exist side by side with them as we seek to build the kingdom.
我们在一起来建造我们国度的时候，我们跟他们在一起。
Now, of course, it's up to the elders of this church to expose those people who are obvious in their efforts to work against the kingdom.
当然，这是在国，嗯，这是在教会的领袖和长老们来，嗯，把这些，嗯，抵挡神国度的这些败子显露出来。
But great care must be taken when we're doing this.
但是，当我们要做这件事情的时候，我们必须有相当的小心。
When we make hasty judgments and malicious attempts to uproot those who don't think like us or act like us, we can damage ourselves in the process.
如果我们急功近利或者马上想把那些跟我们想法不一样的人揪出来的时候，我们可能会损害到我们自己。
So unless we see a blatant disregard for God's will, how are we to know who is righteous and who isn't?
除了那些人很明显的来反对神的旨意的时候，我们怎么能够区别这些败子和麦子呢？
Because I am also tainted with sin, I have flawed judgment.
因为我是一个罪人，所以我有时候也会做出一些错误的决定。
Unless I'm really careful, this makes it very likely that I'm going to end up pulling up some wheat while I'm trying to pull up weeds.
除非我特别小心，否则的话，当我拔出这个败子的时候，我有可能也要伤到那些麦子。
We're not the masters of others; it's God that changes the hearts of people.
我们并不是其他人的主人，只有神来改变人心。
It is up to us to continue proclaiming truth.
这是我们一直来宣讲神的真理，这是我们的责任。
Whether that's up here as leaders or even in your own small groups as you study God's word together.
就像我们在教会的领袖，甚至我们各个组的小组长，我们一直在宣讲神的话语。
Sometimes we just have to wait on God to change people's hearts.
我们有时候我们要等到神的工作来改变人的内心。
My testimony of coming to faith in Jesus as my Savior and Lord included much waiting by the people in my small group.
我信主的，在我的信主的经历当中，我的小组的人就非常的有耐心，等了我很长时间。
And I'm very thankful that they were patient with me.
我对他们的耐心是非常的感谢。
As a child and a young adult, I grew up in the church, so I always thought that I was in the church.
在我从小就在教会里面长大，所以我想我就是教会中间的一员。
Even later in life, when I stopped attending for many years,
在我后面的一些时间里面，我其实我很长时间没有去教会。
When I started coming back to church, I didn't like what my pastor was saying.
当我回到教会的时候，我其实一点都不喜欢那些牧师所讲的。
He talked about sin and repentance.
那个牧师讲罪和悔改。
He seemed to be questioning my salvation, and I didn't like that.
他对我的救恩提出疑问，我一点也不喜欢。
Many Sundays I left church, telling my wife that I wasn't going to go back.
很多的周日，当我离开教会的时候，我跟我太太说，我再也不回来了。
But still, members of my small group continued to show kindness and love for me.
但是我的小组里面的组员，虽然我这样的背念，他们一直来爱我，一直来关心我。
And over time, that made it possible for God's love and kindness to break through my hard heart.
随着时间的对于神的爱和真理，慢慢的刺透了我的心。
And I began listening, really listening, to what God was trying to tell me.
那我就开始真正的来聆听上帝所教导我的。
The Central Florida Presbytery met recently at our church.
这中佛罗里达长老会就在我们的这个教会里面。
During our worship time together, our guest speaker was helping us to understand the need for a different context in our evangelism.
在这个分享的时候，讲员就跟我们一起来分享在我们传道里面、传道过程当中的各种各样的条件。
As we evangelize different people in our communities, we hope they seek to experience community right here in our churches.
当我们在不同的社区来传讲神的话语的时候，我们希望他们能够经历我们在这个教会所经历的。
He spoke of a concept called belonging before believing.
他在跟我们说，当你在相信之前，你必须有一个归属感。
My brothers and my sisters in my small group gave me a sense of belonging to a sweet community that was so different from the church I'd grown up with.
在我小组里面的弟兄姐妹给了我这么一个美好的这个家庭，使我有归属感，而在我原先的教会里面所没有经历的。
And God used them before I truly believed.
所以神用他们在我心中做工，把我从一个不信的变为相信者。
They helped me to feel like I belonged before I believed.
他们在我们在我相信这个国度之前，已经感觉到我已经属于这个国度的。
They waited for me just like God waited for me.
他们像神一样在等候我。
Here's the thing about waiting. Waiting is not inaction. Waiting is an action.
等待其实是一种行动。
It's not always easy to distinguish the weeds from the wheat, but ultimately that's not our job.
区别稗子和麦子其实是不容易的，但是这不是我们的工作，来区别稗子和麦子。
In verse 30, Jesus tells us the instructions he'll give to the reapers of the harvest.
在第三十节，耶稣基督告诉我们怎样处理那些稗子。
He tells them, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.
他们就是要先将稗子掳出来，在收割的时候要先将稗子掳出来，捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓里。
And in verse 39, he goes on to tell us, the angels are the reapers.
在三十九节，他告诉我们那些收割的人就是天使。
This story is not intended to tell us that God wants to burn the weeds.
这个故事不是告诉我们神一定要，就是说起初就是要把这些稗子给烧掉。
Our loving Father takes no delight in sending anyone to hell.
我们这些我们这个慈爱的神，并不希望把那些人送到地狱里面去。
If that were the case, He would have given up on all of us by now.
如果是那样的话，他不会把救恩给我们。
The real point here is about waiting. God allows us plenty of time before Jesus returns and judges the world.
关键是在等待，神给我们足够的时间，直到耶稣基督再来。
2 Peter 3:9 tells us this: The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you.Not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
在彼得后书，上帝告诉我们，神只是在等待，不是在拖延。他不愿一人沉沦，而愿意万人得救。
God waits on His people.
神在等待他的子民。
In His kingdom, even some of the weeds will be transformed.
在他的国度里面，甚至一些稗子会被改变成麦子。
Waiting can be very frustrating sometimes, though.
等待有时候会让人很沮丧。
I have an old friend that is going through a separation from his wife that may end up in divorce.
我有个朋友，他正在跟妻子正在分居，可能也会离婚。
He's reached out to me in this difficult time, and over the past 7 or 8 months, I've been sharing the gospel with him.
他跟我来谈这些事情，在过去的7到8个月里面，我一直在跟他分享福音。
And I've shared ways that God has healed my marriage to my wife.
我跟他分享神是如何来医治我跟我妻子之间的关系。
And also ways that He's actually changed my life.
神是如何改变我的生活。
As we're talking, sometimes it seems like He really wants the free gift that God is offering him.
我们跟他讨论的时候，有时候他好像特别想接受神给他这个免费的礼物。
And sometimes he just doesn't seem to even care.
有时候他根本就不在乎。
I understand that his situation is really painful.
我知道这个等待的过程确实是一个很苦的一个过程。
And sometimes his pain causes him to not think clearly.
在他的离婚的这个过程当中，因为这些苦难使他不能够正常的来清晰的来思考。
It's been incredibly difficult for him to let go and give over his pain to the one who can really heal his pain.
对他来说，能够把他的这个苦难交给那一位能够使他医治他苦难的这位耶稣基督是非常困难。
I'm not always as patient as I should be with him.
有时候我没有应该像我应该的那样耐心的来对他。
I just want to fix him.
我就是想把他改变过来。
And I often think that I know exactly what he needs.
我以为我知道他确确实实需要什么。
Ultimately, of course, he does need Jesus Christ in his life, but that's not going to happen through my imperfect timing.
当然，他最终是需要耶稣基督的来救赎，但是不是根据我自己给他定的时间。
If it happens, it's going to be through God's perfect timing.
如果这样会发生的话，这是根据神完全的时间表。
I'd like to move on to the next point. Jesus fights the weeds in his church.
我们来讨论第二点，是耶稣基督在他的教会里面来拔出那些败子。
So we see here that Jesus isn't just telling us a story about farming.
我们知道耶稣基督在这里并不是在说这个种麦子的事情。
When he's able to get away from the crowds, his disciples ask him to explain the parable.
当他离开这个群众的时候，他的门徒就让他来解释这个比喻。
And Jesus began his explanation of this spiritual meaning of this parable by comparing the wheat field to his church.
所以耶稣基督就给他们介绍了这个属灵的含义，就是用这个天国这个败子的比喻来给他们解释。
In verses 37-38, he says this.
在37节和38节，他这样说。
The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom.
那勺好种的就是人子，田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子。
Jesus often talked about himself as the Son of Man.
耶稣基督经常把自己比喻成人子。
So Jesus is talking about himself as the one who sowed the good seed.
所以耶稣基督说他自己就是那些撒好种的人。
And he says the field is the entire world.
所以他说田地就是整个世界。
Whatever Jesus is saying here crosses all borders and transcends all cultures.
当耶稣基督说这个的时候，是包括了所有的文化和所有的地方。
When we just took the Lord's Supper up here, we talked about the children of the kingdom. The children are those who believe in Jesus as their Savior.
当我们在领圣餐的时候，我们我们说到神的儿女，而神的儿女就是相信耶稣基督的人。
And with these words, Jesus is stating that he will establish his church throughout the entire world.
通过说这句话，耶稣基督告诉我们，他自己就是在整个世界上建立教会的人。
This has all been pretty good news so far, but nothing in this sinful world remains untouched by sin.
听起来这故事到这儿还是挺好的，但是在这个世界上没有哪个教会不被罪所污染。
Jesus continues at the end of verse 38.
所以耶稣基督在38节说，
The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil.
所以败子就是那恶者之子，而撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼。
He's telling us that the devil comes and infiltrates the church.
所以他说仇敌会渗透到教会当中。
Just as this darnel rye that we talked about looks, acts, and grows like wheat,
就像我们刚才所说的败子一样，它长得特别像麦子。
These unbelievers may look like Christians and act like Christians.
那些不信耶稣基督的人，他们可能做起事来就像基督徒一样。
But they're not Christians, they're hypocrites.
他们是假冒伪善的，他们不是基督徒。
In this parable, Jesus tells us that every church has hypocrites that are sons of the devil.
在这一个经文里面，耶稣基督告诉我们，每一个教会其中都有假冒伪善的敌基督者。
Look back to when Jesus was here on earth.
我们看一下耶稣基督在世上的时候。
There were hypocrites then. Think about it.
在那个时候有很多假冒伪善者。
When Jesus sent out the disciples to do missions work among the lost sheep of Israel, Judas Iscariot was one of those disciples.
在那个耶稣基督把他的门徒送到各地去传道的时候,
he cast out demons and he preached the word of the kingdom of God.
有门徒他可以就是说传道，他可以把魔鬼给赶出来。
He was the treasurer among the disciples. They trusted him so much.
他们非常的信任他。
They didn't realize that he was a weed until he betrayed our King Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
而那个门徒隐藏得那么好, 直到他出卖耶稣基督的时候, 门徒们才发现他是一个背叛耶稣基督的人, 这个门徒就是犹大。
The early church also had its weeds.
在早期的教会也有很多的败子。
As the Apostle Paul took the gospel to the Gentiles, a group of weeds followed him wherever he went.
当使徒保罗把福音传到外邦的教会的时候，这一帮败子就一直跟着保罗后面。
They infiltrated the congregations that the Holy Spirit had established through Paul.
他们就穿透到、渗透到、圣灵通过保罗建立了那些早期教会当中。
And they tried to teach that the ceremonial law must be fulfilled before Jews could become Christians.
他们在那边宣扬那些犹太人的律法，必须要首先来顺服，你才能变成基督徒。
There's an old saying, where God builds the church, the devil builds a chapel.
有一个老话说，神建立教会，而魔鬼建立那些崇拜堂、礼拜堂。
Very often, the greatest dangers, the greatest damage to the church is done by those who are members of this earthly institution.
在这个地上的这个教会很中间，很多的最大的危害是从教会里面的内部成员开始的。
But those that aren't members of the invisible church of all believers.
而那些所谓的教会成员却不是无形教会的成员。
It was mentioned earlier that I'm the director of global missions at my home church in Palm Bay.
我跟大家说过，我是在庞贝的这个教堂里面，我是管这个全世界宣教的。
Our global missions team looks for places where God is at work building his kingdom.
我们去寻求神在这个世界上所要建立教会的这些地方。
And we work to establish partnerships with those who are doing the work of building the kingdom by planting new churches.
我们就跟那些职堂的机构来一起来服侍。
It's been so exciting over this past month to get to know your pastor Ben a little bit and understand his heart.
所以在过去的一个月里面，我跟陈彪牧师有很多的交谈，也非常的喜欢他自己的想法和他自己的内心的计划。Hear
about his desire to work in China to build God's church.
他希望在中国来宣讲神的话。By
their efforts making disciples of Christ.
他想在中国建立一个就是给那些新的领袖的一个教会，这样这些新的领袖会被分派到各地去职堂。
Our team is really excited about opportunities to partner with Ben as he goes back and forth from China.
所以我们的教会对陈彪牧师的这个计划非常的兴奋，也非常的感兴趣。
But the work of global missions can be very messy sometimes.
但是我们这个全球性的宣教有时候会也有可能一团糟。
We have several partners in India right now that are doing great works for God.
我们在印度有几个同工，他们在那边做了非常好的工作。
And we've been warned by some of them how hard it is to find good and trustworthy partners.
所以他们有时候给我们提出警告，让我们在寻找这些好的同工的时候，忠心的同工的时候，特别的当心。
We hear about these church leaders that are so intent on improving themselves and trying to improve their living that they'll do almost anything.
他们有些所谓教会的领袖，他们只不过是为了自己的好处，为了自己的生活的更加的舒适。They
make claims about all they're accomplishing in these churches, and they're hoping for more and bigger gifts for their ministries.
所以他们有时候是特别夸大自己在传教市场上的事工上的这种成就，这样的话他可以捞到更多的支持。I've
even heard stories of them changing the signs on their buildings depending on who's coming to visit.
有时候他们看到各种教机构到他们教会来参观的时候，他们就把他们教会的这个标志给改一下。
When the Baptists come, it's a Baptist church.
当浸信会过来的时候，他们就是浸信会。
When the Methodists come, they put a different sign out.
卫理会过来的时候，他们把他的教会的标志改一下。
How tragic that as we try to be good stewards of God's money, that these men are doing these things in the church.
我们尽我们的努力成为神的好管家，而那些人在用神的国度来为自己的谋利的时候，这个情况是多么的让人可悲。
There can be no doubt that there are weeds in God's church.
在神的国度里面，这些人毫无疑问的是那些败子。
But let's look a little further in Matthew at what God has to say about this.
他们再继续的往前看一下，马太福音神对这件事情怎么说的。
This is just a little part of Matthew 16:18. It's not even the whole verse.
这只不过是马太福音16:18的一部分。
So Jesus is speaking to Peter and he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣基督告诉彼得说，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
This little section of this verse is so rich with kingdom applications.
这一节经文对神国的这个概念是非常非常的多。
What an incredible promise Jesus is making here.
耶稣基督在这边有了一个非常的预言和,
He's telling us who is going to do the work, what the work is, whose work it is, and the most important promise, the certainty of that work.
他应许彼得谁会做这样的工作，这是一个什么样的工作，他给彼得保证这个工作的成功。
There's no question here. We know that our Lord Jesus cannot lie.
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督是不可能说谎的。
So if we believe that Jesus is who he says he is, we can be certain that he will finish this work.
如果我们相信耶稣基督就是他所说的那位，那他一定会完成他所应许的工作。
The work that he began and the work that he wants us to participate in until it is finished.
他起初开始的工作，他希望我们一起来跟他同工来完成这样的工作，最终他必要完成这样的工作。
It's reassuring to me that we can't mess it up.
所以我相信我们不可能去把国神国的事情弄得一团糟。
Even greedy men who deceive us by misrepresenting themselves and their work can't mess it up.
虽然那些贪心的人，但是神国的工作不会因为他们的贪心会被损害。
They can damage it, but kingdom work.Kingdom building continues to move forward.
虽然他们会在我们神国的建筑上面会有一点缺陷，但是我们整个一个建筑，整个的一个施工不会被他们所摧毁。
And Jesus never promises that the work won't be messy.
耶稣基督也从来没有应许我们整个世界不会一团糟。
But he does promise that none of these things are a surprise to him, and there's nothing that he can't overcome.
但是他告诉我们，所有的这些事情对他来说都一点都不让他惊奇，而且他会把这些事情完全的修正过来。
I read an article just this week entitled "When Evil Overplays Its Hand."
我这周得了一本书，名字叫《When Evil Overplays Its Hand》。
The writer is a personal friend of a pastor in Egypt.
所以这。作者是在埃及的一个牧师。
And this pastor was broken-hearted by the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians recently.
这个牧师因为最近21个埃及的基督徒被砍头这件事情，他是非常的悲伤。
This brutal act was very personal for him.
这个砍头事件对他来说是非常的个人化，跟他有非常多的关系。
But through his great faith, he shared the hope that even this tragedy would backfire on those responsible.
他分享到，即使这样的悲剧，即使这样的灾难，也同样会使神的国度建立起来。
The writer reminds us the history that reflects the evils of man. Though seemingly they might be gaining the upper hand, they're never given ultimate victory by God.
这个他的见证告诉我们，人本来就是一个罪人。虽然那些在恶人们虽然有时会得胜，有时会猖狂，但是他们 最终他们不可能来战胜我们的上帝，我们的上帝最终会被会摧毁他们。
I won't read this today, but I encourage you this week to read the book of Esther.
我今天不会这么读，但是我鼓励大家今天这个星期能够读一下以斯帖记。
In Esther, Haman desires that the entire Jewish race be wiped out off the face of the earth.
在以斯帖记里面，这个哈曼他想把整个的犹太民族给摧毁。
But in the end, Haman's evil plan backfires on him.
但是最终，他自己反而受到了他自己邪恶计划的回报。
And he is executed by the very device that he builds to execute others on.
他自己被挂在自己为犹太人所造的那个木头上面。
I've asked a partner of ours in India how he feels about the persecution that his ministry experiences.
我问了一下我在印度的同工，他们如何来面对他们所受的逼迫。
Radical Hindus have sometimes come and burnt down churches and killed pastors and families.
印度教极端分子他们有时候会把教会教堂给烧掉，也把牧师给杀掉。
He remains fully convinced that God will use these things, even these evil things, to grow the church.
那个牧师坚信神会用这些坏的事情，这些甚至是邪恶的事情，来使教会增长。
The evil he experiences right now is only temporary.
而这些灾难只不过是暂时的。
This is the end of the article I was talking about that I want to just read to you.
这是这篇文章的最后一部分，我想跟大家一起来分享。
When terrorized and persecuted people die without recanting their beliefs, in this case with the name of Jesus on their lips, that's victory. In the eternal scheme of things, this is a resounding win. No matter how things look, God wins. And no one can rewrite the end of that story.
I'll translate it a little bit. 当那些被吓好或者是被逼迫的那些人，当他们在受死的时候，他们不会否认神的，否认他们的信仰，否认耶稣基督的名，这就是一个胜利。在永恒的事情当中，这就是一个胜利。不管事情是怎么看起来怎么样，神都已经战胜了。没有人能够重新来改写神的历史，神在这个世界上的计划，神在这个世界上的故事。
So our role is not to eliminate all the weeds from the field, but on behalf of our masters to sow good seed.
所以我们的工作并不是把那些败子给拔出来，而是根据我按照我们的主人的意思，我们在这个世界上做好的麦子。
Let's continue on with the third point. We continue to fight the weeds of our hearts.
我们走到第三点，就是我们自己来跟我们内心的败子征战。
This parable is meant to convey a heavenly meaning. It's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
这个比喻是一个地上的一个比喻，但是有着天国的意思。
It tells us that there'll be a time when God's judgment is pronounced and when justice is served.
当他说到就是当神的公义真的是临到我们的时候
，The weeds and the wheat will be separated and dealt with according to God's plan.
按照神的计划，麦子跟败子会被分开来，他们有不同的结局。
Look back to Matthew 13:40, it says, Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age.
在马太福音13:40说，将败子掳出来要用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。
Satan is constantly prowling, looking for someone to destroy.
魔鬼总是四处的巡行，想找那些要摧毁的人。
He's a constant force that tempts us to evil, tempts us to sin.
他总是来引诱我们去做一些邪恶的事情，去犯罪。
Church leaders are all too aware of those who would try to create disunity in the church.
我们教会的领袖要对那些破坏教会合一的那些人要特别的警醒。
Possibly even causing a church to split.
有时候那些人会导致教会的分裂。
Men in the church get sucked into viewing pornography.
很多的教会就是受到这个网络上这些黄色的 搅扰。
And as they treat their women as sexual objects, they may even convince their women to share in this sinful act.
甚至是他们让他们教会里面的女成员跟他们一起来,
Because of the presence of sin in our lives, most of us, I'm one of them, suffer from impatience or discontent.
所以在教会的领袖像我一样，有时候我也不是那么有耐心。
The presence of sin tempts us to gossip about others, or it causes us to make selfish choices.
而罪的引诱会使我们在背后传闲话，有时候会因为我们私心做坏事。
Choices that put money and material things above God's kingdom and His righteousness.
我们总是把物质的东西放在神的国度之上。
Why do I mention these things?
为什么我提到这些事情呢？
Because these are things that leaders in the church see every week.
这是因为我们教会的领袖在每一周都看到这样的事情。
But Jesus offers us a word of hope and a word of caution.
但是耶稣基督给了我们一个有希望的这个世界。
He tells us that ultimately God will have justice and He'll deal with evil and sin.
他告诉我们神的公义的神最终要处理这些罪恶的事情。
In Matthew 13 again, verses 41 through 42, He says, The Son of Man will send His angels, and they will gather out of His kingdom all the causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在13章41节到42节说到，人子要差遣使者 把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的从他国里挑出来丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。Are
some of you thinking, does he mean me?
我们中间有些人是会不会想，是不是说的是我？
We all know that we've been hypocrites just like the disciples have.
我们想到我们自己其实跟那些 使徒们以前也是一样，都是假冒伪善。
Someone once said, saying that the church is full of hypocrites is like saying that the hospital is full of sick people.
有些人说教会就像是医院，有全是病人一样，教会全是假冒伪善。So
really, it's kind of normal for true wheat to ask, Lord, are you talking about me?
所以对于真的麦子，他们也很正常，他们有时候会问，嘿，我自己是麦子吗？
If you're a believer, you're all too aware of your sins and your failings.
我们如果是一个相信耶稣基督的人，我们对自己的罪其实是非常的明白。
But look at the contrast here in these verses.
但是我们看看这个, 这一节经文中间对比的。
Evildoers are the weeds, the righteous are the wheat.
公义的人是麦子, 那些做坏事的人是恶者是败子。
The good news is that Jesus died for all sinners, and that includes hypocrites.
好消息是耶稣基督为众人都死了，为罪人死的时候，这些罪人当然是包括那些假冒伪善的人。
He invites all hypocrites to come for healing, all of us.
所以他邀请我们所有这些假冒伪善的人到他那里去。
And there's nowhere else that hypocrites can go to receive this healing.
在其他地方，假冒伪善的人没有 可能去寻求到耶稣基督所给予我们这种医治和救赎。
There's nowhere else that hypocrites can be transformed and have that hypocrisy turned into righteousness.
而这些假冒伪善人，除非经过耶稣基督，假冒伪善不可能变成公义。
That's the comfort that we receive in the gospel.
这就是我们从福音里面所得到的这种 信息， 所得到的安慰。
We learn that Jesus suffered and died on the cross for all sin, but Jesus did not remain in the grave.
我们知道耶稣基督在十字架上为我们众人的罪 死了，但是他没有仅仅一直停留在他被葬的那个坟墓里面。
He rose again and offers us that gift of forgiveness for life in Him and salvation in Him.
他从坟墓里面复活，给了我们他的 生命给了我们他的救赎，给了我们他的 整个的救恩。
The Holy Spirit quietly goes along, goes about the miracle of transforming weeds into wheat right here in the church.
就在此时此刻，圣灵就在我们当中做工，把麦子变成麦子。
And He creates and builds our faith, our deeper faith in Christ.
这些圣灵在我们当中建立神从建立耶稣对耶稣基督的信心。
He converts the sons of the devil into sons of God.
耶稣基督和圣灵把地狱之子变成了神的儿女。
It's not about our efforts. Nothing we can do can make us deserving of His grace.
这跟我们的努力一点没有关系。我们没有可能通过自己的努力来做成这件事情。
But as we trust in Him, we get the best exchange ever.
当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们就有了最美妙的变化。
He takes away our sins and He gives us His righteousness.
这种交换是耶稣基督把我们的罪拿走。换给我们他的公义。
Jesus ended his parable with the end of all things.
耶稣基督在最后提到
When the wheat matured, it was time for the harvest. And at the end of the parable, Jesus said, "The harvest is the close of the age."
耶稣基督说到，在这个最后末世，世界的末了，就是丰收的时候。
This is the time of judgment, and for most of us, the day of judgment will come at our earthly death.
当对于我们来说，最终的这个审判，就是我们在这个最终审判，就是我们在离开这个世界的时候。
But some Christians will live until the end of the world.
有些基督徒他可以活到足够长，直到这个世界的末了，如果他们幸运的话。
Along with some non-believers, in either case. Those who refuse God's gift of forgiveness of His life and His salvation will be gathered up and thrown into the eternal fires of hell.
那时候也同样有那些没有相信的人在这在跟他们在一起。这时候当神的审判来临的时候，那些败者就会被捆起来，然后放到火里去烧。
Jesus is giving us a solemn warning here about what lies ahead for those who are not His people.
耶稣基督在这里给那些不是属于他的人的一个很明显的一个警告。
Just as you wouldn't want any weeds spoiling your gardens or your window boxes, there's no room in God's kingdom for those who are evildoers.
就像我们对那些毁坏我们蔬菜园的这些杂草一样，在神的国度里面，神也不会让那些败子来存在。
Sin and sinners would be out of place in that place of perfect holiness.
罪人和是在神的至圣的国度里面是不属于神至圣国度的。
Jesus ends this parable and says, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father."
耶稣基督在最后说，义人在他们父的国度里面要发出光来，像太阳一样。
On that day of judgment. Those who have the gift of faith that the Holy Spirit created in their hearts will have the righteousness that Jesus created and earned for them on the cross.
当在审判的时候，那些在心里被圣灵建立对耶稣基督信心的时候，耶稣基督在他们里面就有耶稣基督的公义。
The wheat will share in His glory, a glory that shines like the sun.
而我们这些麦子就像在神的国度里面就要发出光来，像太阳一样。
Jesus will share all things with them. His kingdom and His Father will be their Father.
耶稣基督跟他们分享一切，分享一切。他的父就是他们的父，他的国就是他们的国。
How incredibly exciting that is!
想到那些是多么的让人兴奋。
Rather than being part of an organized plan to uproot and wipe out the weeds, like any sensible gardener might, instead we get to participate and witness the transformation of weeds into wheat.
我们不像是那些把败子拔出来的那些人，我们在神的国度里面，我们可以跟那些败子一同来看到那些败子被神转变成麦子这么一个奇妙的经历。
As we grow as Christians together in this world, we get to share God's word and see its redeeming and powerful effects in the lives of others.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们要向人宣传福音，我们可以看到 福音对这些稗子的改变，把他们从稗子改变成麦子。
What a glorious kingdom we serve in.
我们所侍奉的国度是一个怎样荣耀的一个国度呢？
As we see the weeds in the world and in the church and in our own hearts and in our lives, we can trust that Jesus knows exactly what he's doing.
当我们看到在这个世界，我们的教会，甚至我们心里面的这些稗子的时候，我们有这么一个确信，耶稣基督知道他会怎么做。
Jesus is building his kingdom through his church.
耶稣基督通过我们的教会来建造他的国度。
And he wants imperfect followers to help him as they continue to grow and to be more like him.
他希望我们这些不是很完美的这些跟随者去跟随他，变成一个更像他。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear God and Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word, the word that transforms our lives, that takes us from our evil inclinations, takes us from being weeds in your kingdom to wheat that's going to shine forth in your kingdom.
亲爱的主耶稣，亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们的话语，你的话语把我们这样的转变过来，主啊，你把我们从稗子转变成你天国里面的麦子。
Help us all to be excited, Lord, as we see your kingdom grow.
当我们看到你神国这样的增长的时候，主啊，你把一颗兴奋的心放在我们当中。
And help us to do our parts in helping to build your kingdom. We are imperfect, Lord, but you want us to come to you in imperfection.
耶稣基督帮助我们在你建造国度的工当中有份，当我们这些不是很完美的人到你面前来。
And we look forward, Lord, in hope to that day when you will make us perfect sons of God.
我们希望能有一天，当我们不完美的我们到你面前，你会把我们转变成，你一定会把我们转变成一个完美的。
In Jesus' precious name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.